Today we have Brian Carpenter from Deseum, and I'm a huge advocate for all things Deseum, NEOD, and The Ordinary, so I'm very excited for you to be here. So thank you for coming on the podcast tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you do?
Yeah, of course. So again, my name's Brian. I am Deseum's North American Communications Manager. So as of right now, I'm working with an incredible team of people managing all of our PR for Canada, United States, and Mexico, supporting the brands across our traditional press strategy as well as influencer and a few other hats, because as wonderful as it has been to grow with the company, we still run like a startup sometimes in the best way, so I get lots of opportunities to touch different areas of the business.
Yeah, that's great. So how has it been working for Deseum, and can you give us a little sneak peek into what it's like?
Yeah, so I feel like your listeners are probably going to be like, what is this corporate propaganda? But I promise it's true. It's honestly been the honor of a lifetime. And winding up here was just the best chain of coincidences and things like that. And we could get into that later if you want later. Yeah. But working for Deseum is truly incredible. I've had a couple other of jobs, internships before this as well, and this is my longest standing job, and this company truly has a soul, and it's filled with the most like passionate people. Not only do I genuinely love the products, but I genuinely love my coworkers. They're all very inspired, creative people that just bring their absolute most to the table, are constantly thinking outside of the box, and it's truly an honor because it's such a beloved company. Particularly The Ordinary has such a dedicated fan base, and I definitely don't take that lightly about how passionate people feel about this brand. So kind of getting to be one of the people between our community and the brand is really, really a privilege.
Yeah. What made you start in the beauty industry, and was there anyone or anything that inspired you?
Oh, yes. So this could be a long-winded answer. Do we want the Spark Notes version or do we want detail?
I think we got enough time.
Okay. So funny enough, I actually really never intended to work in beauty. That was actually never my goal setting out. Yeah. So I came to New York when I was 18 and I've never left. Love it here. Never planned to leave. It's the greatest city in the world. True. No shade to other cities. I love you too. But I just love New York so much. So I actually came here to pursue a career in the music industry. And that's actually what my degree is in. I have a degree in PR and communications with a specialization in pop record promotion. So,
that's so cool.
A lot of my internships in school were preparing me to do PR to kind of be the liaison between record labels, places like Spotify, Apple Music, radio stations, and kind of pitching out records. And so when I moved to New York, I really knew nothing about skincare, and I frankly didn't know how bad my skin was. From a smaller area in Pennsylvania, coming to, you know, the big city, and then had internships with iHeartMedia and Sony RCA Records, and was around lots of fabulous people all of the time, with fabulous, beautiful skin and fabulous teams, and quickly became kind of hyper aware that my skin did not look like theirs, and I was not an educated consumer by any means, and so I would put all of my pennies from my internships into any product I could get my hands on. I was a blind believer in the marketing. If it said it was going to cure my acne, my blemishes, the discoloration, whatever, I was like, I'll skip lunch and I'll just get this.
Yeah.
And none of it worked. My skin actually got worse. And it wasn't until I really sat down my senior year of college and was like, what am I putting on my face? I picked up all these bottles that I had collected in my dorm room that were like half empty because they weren't working. And I was like, what are these ingredients on the back? And I was seeing things like sodium hyaluronate, niacinamide, glycolic acid. And I was like, what are these? And I started Googling them to kind of educate myself on what do I really need to fix my skin. And just through Googling ingredients, I stumbled across this little website called The Ordinary. And there were all of these, what looked like to me, ingredients on the website. Funny story, I actually thought they were an ingredient supplier when I first saw them. And I couldn't believe, when I finally put it together, I was like, oh, these are holistic formulas. These are products. These are formulated serums and treatments. I put together a routine based on what they taught me on the website. That made me feel really empowered that there was so much education on there. Like, here's what it does and why you should use it. And if you don't have this skin concern, don't buy this. Like, that really resonated with me. Like, you don't need this. I had never heard that in a beauty setting. Right. So got my routine, and for the first time ever, my skin started to get better. And I was just like, whoa, this is incredible. It gave me such a feeling of confidence and happiness. I felt empowered. I felt educated. And awesome. I was interviewing for, you know, a few positions outside of school. Still had my internship my senior year. And what I love about music and why I wanted to work in music, and this might sound silly, I hope your listeners aren't rolling their eyes at Brian Coffinton. But I love music because it makes people happy and it's accessible. Most people, at least in our country, I'll speak for the United States, have pretty easy access to music, dare I say, and it can really change their lives. And I got the same feeling from The Ordinary, which might sound crazy. It made me happy, gave me confidence, it empowered me, and I also did not have to go broke to get it. So I was like, I want to ship my wagon to this, or I want to clip my wagon to this. What is it saying? I don't know. But I want to be part of this journey. I want to spread this feeling, the feeling they gave me. How can I be a part of this? So I, they were still a very, very small business at the time, going through a lot of rapid growth with The Ordinary exploding. And I didn't really know how to best get in contact, so I actually sent them a DM on Instagram, and I introduced myself. And I was like, hi, I'm Brian Carpenter. I'm graduating soon with a degree in PR. My specialization is music, but I'm so confident that I could do well for your brand. I love your brand, and I want to learn more. Never heard back, funny enough, got a little bit ghosted. So graduated school, took a job with a wonderful company who I will do the kindness of remaining nameless. Worked for them for 4 months and got a phone call to come interview for Desi.
Was there anyone or anything that inspired you?
Oh, anyone. So I have to shout out the lovely Dakota Kate Isaacs. She's a senior director at Desium, and she changed my life forever. She was my, she did my first interview, and I remember interviewing in our little Soho office that we are no longer in. We've graduated to a much bigger space, and I was actually her first hire in the United States, which I'm extremely honored and proud of. She was the director building out a team. She's responsible for so much of the groundwork of the success of this business over here, and she saw something in me, picked me pretty much from obscurity, and was like, you're it, let's do it. Quickly, we had two other people join the team. We're a small team of four for a while. We've grown to about 25 now in the United States over the past year. And we're actually one of the smallest teams. I believe Desium employs a little over 2,000 people globally right now, because we also have our own storefronts, kiosks, and shopping centers as well. And it's really been the journey of the lifetime, and I really would not be here without, you know, just that raw curiosity of what am I putting on my face and wanting to understand skincare, also not wanting to waste my money, which I think a lot of people go through, especially with the prices of things these days. And my forever love to you, Dakota, and if you ever hear this, you know I adore you, so thank you.
I love that. That is so, such like an inspiring story, because that's kind of how it all starts. Like, you have to have like that and like inspiration and drive to want to be in a career like this, and it's so cool to like see that like you just shot with a Instagram DM to start and how it evolved into something so great and life-changing.
It really did. I mean, it changed my life forever. And yeah, I mean, I follow my gut for better or worse. I can't help it. I've always been a little rebellious. I've kind of been, you know, the outsider in my family, the outsider in so many different situations. And I just, you know, if it feels right, I pursue it. And this felt right. I pretty much abandoned the industry that I was heading towards for my entire life. And I have absolutely no regrets. I would not change a thing.
Right. That is so cool. What? If I can I get like a little bit like what's going on at The Ordinary and Desium? Like, what do you guys got going up here? Anything cool?
Of course, there are amazing things being worked on by so many amazing people. I also want to shout out the director of my department, Lizzie Aston. Lizzie Aston has always been a huge champion of mine, and she's the global director of our PR department, and I've learned so much. I adore working with you, Lizzie. And so what we're working on right now is our campaign called The OLAB. So what has always been some of the magical DNA of Desium, and particularly The Ordinary, is that We do absolutely everything in-house, which is pretty unique for the beauty industry, as I'm sure you know, your listeners know. And that really speaks to, you know, the brilliance of our co-founders, Brandon Truex and Nicola Kilner. They had this wild idea that no one believed in at the time to, let's bring all the functions in-house. Let's bring PR in-house. Let's bring graphic design in-house. We have a team of... Dear Lab, I love you so much, but I've literally lost count of how many chemists we have, but you're all amazing and brilliant. I love you. Led by our Chief Scientific Officer, Prudvi Kaka, and we are working on this OLAB campaign, and you know, we're going back to the originals. We are celebrating the things that have made this brand so special, and it's that in-house lab. We are a lab-led company. We truly have horse blinders on when it comes to like what's going on and like the buzz, the trends, and things like that, and it's really always looking for like a scientific need led by that team. And also the community. I mean, when we started, this brand was so, so small. I mean, I wasn't even here at day one, but what really exploded the ordinary in popularity were incredible people that found the products, believed in them, and that word of mouth, you know, marketing, if you will, I guess. But it's truly such a community. Like, you will find such passionate users of the ordinary. And that's why I feel so blessed to really have the role that I have. I've never really seen a brand, even outside of skincare, that has this dedicated group of supporters who believe in what we're doing. They want to support us, and they want to see us do well so we can continue to do well for them. So the OLAB campaign is highlighting six amazing new formulas that are coming from our lab, and we are going to be doing some exclusive drops for the community. So if you're curious, go to theordinary.com/theolab. We have a new mailing list. You can sign up to join, and anybody can join, and you'll actually be the very first to learn about these products and have the exclusive opportunity to get them before anyone else. So
very cool.
We are all in OLAB space. We are championing our lab and giving love back to those who give it to us.
Oh, I love that, and especially as like a cosmetic chemist, like we are all just like rooting and like shouting in the background like, yeah, like finally like a company that is like, you know, actually looking at the science. And like you said, like you got your blinders on when it comes to like the trendy stuff. And you know, we've talked about this in the industry so much where it like kills us to see some of this stuff that's, you know, trending on TikTok and we're like, no, please. But like the ordinary, I can say like across the board, generally like every cosmetic chemist is like, yeah, like they, you know, like they've got good stuff. Like it's down to the science and you guys really got it.
That's so rad. Thank you. That's so cool. Yes. Scientists, you are the rock stars of our world. Those who know, they know.
That is so true.
Yeah, the chemists are what make everything happen. And like, listen, there's so many fantastic beauty brands out there that do things different ways. Like, there's so much space to do things your own way, and but that's always been ours. Is science first? What is the actual need? And I think all of our chemists know that I'm like their number one stan. I'm your biggest fan. Like, I think they probably want to go running when they see me approach them in headquarters in Toronto, because I'm always like, I have questions. And yeah, they are no BS. They are absolutely no BS. It's pretty often that I'll forward something to them and be like, hey, like I saw this, is this true? Like, what do you think of this ingredient? What do you think of this? And sometimes, yeah, this is amazing, maybe we'll do something with this. Or sometimes they're like, this is marketing, this is purely just a marketing effort. But yeah, we are lab-led and go scientists. And if that's really true, if cosmetic chemists are praising us behind the scenes, we love you. Shout us out, we'll shout you out. Well, truly, truly, you are the superstars.
Oh gosh, I love that. So we know like most of our listeners are either cosmetic chemists, or you know, they also maybe own like a small beauty brand. So like what advice would you give them?
That is such a good question, and I hope this isn't too vague, but be authentic, you know, like don't let yourself feel that you need to do what everybody else is doing. Like find an idea that's like deep down in your soul and you truly, truly believe in. Like if you could hear some of the stories about like the launch of The Ordinary, nobody believed in The Ordinary when we were taking that idea out. Like so many incredible stories of retailers not getting it, like these key players in the industry not getting it, and the people who did get it at first were the beauty writers, like the people writing the stories at the outlets, like they understood it. They're like, this is revolutionary. Yeah. But you take it to a beauty outlet and they're a retailer, mm-hmm. and they didn't get it. They didn't think consumers were going to get the name. They weren't going to understand how to use the products. Why are these so affordable? The packaging all looks the same, but we were like, trust us, just trust us. So yeah. I guess my idea of, you know, my advice would be like, let your idea come naturally from within, from what you understand, what your expertise is all about. And you like put on those horse blinders. Like, we live in a loud world. We live in a world that will not only put ideas in your head, but will try and convince you you're not good enough. Your idea is not good enough, that it's never going to make it. But if you feel that feeling in your soul, you're doing something right. And I would say, you know, you like listen to the experts around you. At the end of the day, you got to trust your gut.
Right. Yeah. I love that. And you know, before we started recording, I know I mentioned to you that The Ordinary really inspired me to start my brand as well. And it was just seeing that you guys were being authentic and getting into the science. And that's what I find to be so important. So, like, that is, like, also inspiring to hear. So.
That is really the highest compliment. I mean that so much. Like, scientists are the rock stars. I wish I could do what you do. I wish I was as smart as all of you. And also, please check out these products. They look fabulous. We are sitting in the cutest little pop-up right now with, like, the most, like, wonderful array of little treatments and products. So
thank you.
Honored to be around them. And I'm sure our love, that means the world, that, like, that the cosmetic chemists get it and get what they're doing, because they are our famous people. And, like, even I'll shout this out too, like, even if you look at our social media, we don't currently use any models. Like, anybody that you'll see in our product pages on Sephora, Ulta, shout out you guys, we love you, or even our social media, we use our own team. You know, it's like all about, like, our people. Like, I've been in a few things. Go to target.com, buffet with copper peptides, I'll tell you what it does. But we really champion our people. It's all about being real.
Yeah. And I gotta give you a lot of credit, though, being in, like, PR and marketing. One of my professors, when I was in my cosmetic chemistry program, he said that you can have the best product out there, but if it's not marketed right, you're not gonna sell it. It takes a lot to, like, get a good product out the door, even, you know, like, just sharing that information. So, like, what you guys do also, like, you guys are rock stars too, because
thank you.
We, like, you know, we try our best in the lab to, you know, come out with the best formulas that we possibly can, but sometimes, like, it just doesn't make sense, and we're like, oh, like, we have this great formula just sitting here and we can't do anything with it because, like PR and marketing, you know, can't either work with it, or sometimes there's, you know, there's always some bump, like, maybe the price is too high, but, like, it seems like you guys have done such a great job in finding that mesh to, you know, work between, like, great formulas and being able to, you know, spread the word and get it out there.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, that means a lot, and we all work really hard. I work really hard, but I also, I mean, we're a team. Like, we are such, like, a unit. Like, I have to shout out again. Lizzie Ashton, Dion Cullen, Nicola Kilner, our CEO and co-founder, Dakota K. Isaacs. Like, I work with some of the most brilliant people, and, like, well, thank you. I do think we're all very good at our jobs. It's really to the brilliance of the lab. Like, we are good at what we do, but we are talking about something real. We're talking about something authentic, and it's a really great synergy between the people at Deciem. Like, the people, all your businesses at the end of the day, when you get to a certain size, is the people, and Deciem, you have the best.
I love that. And then, last question. What is your favorite product at Deciem?
Oh my gosh, putting me on the spot. So again, probably making all of your listeners roll their eyes, but I truly am the biggest Deciem fanboy, if you can't tell by how I got here. I left the music industry for this, people, so please believe me to some degree. If I had to pick, can I give you like a top three?
Sure, is that, I would take that.
Is that fair?
Yes, okay. Totally fair.
Well, okay, actually, to be totally honest, my favorite products aren't even out yet. They're coming as part of this Olaf campaign.
Yes.
that is honestly the honest truth. I am not just trying to get you to sign up to something, but, like, the lab snapped, if you will. And we are putting out, in my opinion, some of the coolest, best things we've ever done. So, but I can't say anything about that quite yet. But I love Buffet plus copper peptides 1%. I'm a big believer in copper tripeptide 1. That was one of the first ingredients I used that really transformed my skin, like, so easily. If I'm sure your listeners are listening to this on Spotify or something, but yeah. If you could see my complexion, I'm borderline translucent. That is how, like, sensitive and fair my skin is. Yeah. And this ingredient really transformed my skin and did so very gently. I'm also, like, a squalene stan. Not that that's, like, a product. It's more so an ingredient, but I love squalene. And then I also have to give love to our line, NIOD, Non-Invasive Options in Dermal Science. That line really looks more towards, like, the future of ingredients, a lot of peptide-based products. It's really about the science of skin health, if you will. And I'm a huge fan of a product called Modulating Glucosides. It's a soothing barrier supporting system that helps to reduce, like, the look of redness, helps to reduce the signs of irritation. And so if you're using something like tretinoin or acids, it's a great pairing. So check those out. But also, the honest truth is, and we love the truth, my favorite products may not be your listeners, you know. So you can go to The Ordinary, send us a DM, they'll put together a routine for you. We also have a regimen builder on our website, which is pretty awesome. It's really about finding what works for you. I know we live in, like, a super trend-based culture, and, like, this is the new best thing, but, like, you and I know that's just, like, literally not true. There's no perfect product for everybody, so, you know, take that time to learn.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, and I didn't even know that you guys have the regimen builder and even the sending a DM to be able to, like, get, you know, figure out what you need. Like, that's
we have an amazing social team. I mean, I know I'm just, like, gassing at my team, but, like, it's, like, one of my favorite parts about the job is the people I get to work with. And yeah, the social team's really brilliant. We have social team members placed all around the world, so they can get back to you no matter what your time zone is. They are a very busy team, so they do get back as soon as possible, but it may be a moment. But yeah, they are so happy to help. Like, we are community driven, like I said. So send them a DM, go to theordinary.com. There's a regimen builder. It'll put together a routine for you. No guesswork needed. We're happy to help.
I love that. Well, thank you for coming on the show. And
thank you for having me. It's truly an honor.
Yes, of course. And I think it's, like, really great that we have, you know, now, like, a different perspective. We haven't had anyone in PR and marketing on the show yet. So I think it's a really great perspective to have. And like we said, like, you know, as cosmetic chemists, like, you really have to work with PR and marketing. So I think it's cool to hear your side of the story and to be able to kind of, like, gap that bridge between the two.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to be one of, did you say I'm the first PR person?
Yes.
Well, that is super exciting. Thank you for letting me crash the science party.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, truly honored to be here.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.